Chapter 9. Ruth dropped Lexi off at the main entrance to the dining hall. The dining room was empty at this time of day, and Lexi skirted her way down the cedar log wall, in between the rustic tables and past the giant window that had a panoramic view of the lake. She turned left at the two-story stone fireplace, then ducked into an obscure hallway that led to the restaurant offices. Lexi stopped at a large office. Prescott Charles, the restaurant manager, was sitting at his desk in a crisp white short-sleeved shirt and light blue tie. Lexi tapped softly on the door. Prescott looked up from the paperwork he had been studying.
"Hi, Lexi. Come on in."
He half stood, indicating for Lexi to sit in a faux leather chair across from his desk. Lexi noticed a musky scent lingering in the air as she entered the room. It niggled something in her memory, but she didn't have time to dig deep enough to figure out what it was.
"So, what can I do for you?"
Prescott steepled his fingers together, his light green eyes questioning her from behind his mahogany desk. Behind him, Lexi noticed a wall of bookshelves filled with various books on subjects ranging from restaurant management to log cabin building to decorating. Family photos of Prescott with his wife and kids dotted the shelves. Lexi shifted in her chair, suddenly thinking, maybe this wasn't such a great idea. Prescott raised his brows. Well, I was wondering if there's any type of surveillance in the kitchen. You know, cameras that record what's going on, Lexi said.
Surveillance? Why would you want to know about that?
Well, Detective Payne seems to think I'm his best suspect for Dugasse's murder, and I was thinking the cameras would prove I was in the kitchen when it happened, Lexi lied. She didn't want to tell him. The real reason was that she wanted to know if Sylvia Spicer really was in the freezer like she claimed. She didn't want to cast any aspersions on Sylvia if she was innocent.
We don't have anything like that in the kitchen,
Prescott said, avoiding eye contact with her. Oh, okay. Lexi got up to leave, then turned at the door. You didn't happen to notice anything strange going on with Sylvia Spicer and Chef Dugasse, did you? Prescott jerked in his chair. His elbow hit a cup full of pens, and they spilled out onto the floor. He bent down to pick them up, and Lexi walked back to the desk and squatted down to help. Prescott looked at her from under the desk.
Why do you ask that? I didn't notice anything.
His voice was choppy, nervous. Well, it's probably nothing, but she said something kind of funny to me when we were out at the dumpster after I found Dugasse. Lexi handed him the pens she'd gathered, and they both stood up.
What was that?
Prescott wrinkled his brows at her. She asked if we should hide the body. Prescott sucked in a breath, his eyes going wide, the pencil holder clattering to the floor, pens spilling out all over again.
What?
He stared at Lexi, his face growing red. He reached up to loosen his tie. Lexi had a momentary pang of guilt. She felt bad talking about Sylvia, but it was true. And asking around might be the only way to find out what really happened. But she was probably just so distraught. Lexi bent down to help with the pens again, but Prescott waved her off.
I can pick these up.
His eyes slid to the door, inviting her to leave.
Please close the door behind you.
Okay, well, thanks, Lexi said, not sure what she was thanking him for. She backed out of the office, closing the door quietly behind her. She stood there for a minute, thinking about Prescott's reaction. Why had he been so nervous when she asked about Sylvia and Dugasse? A faint rustle in the hallway behind her, and the scent of musk caught her attention. She whirled around. The hallway was empty, but she had turned just in time to see the doorway to the first office slowly closing. She crept over to the door, which was open just a crack. Someone was standing just behind it, hiding. Lexi reached out, grabbed the knob, and wrenched the door open, her heart jerking wildly in her chest, as she looked up into the face of Sylvia Spicer. Sylvia stood in front of her, eyes wide, mouth forming a surprised, oh. She held something behind her back, a chef's knife. Images of herself as the next victim flashed through Lexi's mind, and she took a step backward into the hall. What are you doing here? Lexi asked. What are you? Sylvia's eyes darted around the room and out into the hall. I came to ask Prescott about something. Lexi leaned to the left to get a view of what Sylvia had behind her back. Sylvia whipped her hand out from behind her back in one fluid motion, and Lexi's heart jumped into her throat. I came to drop off this invoice, she said, indicating the piece of paper she'd been holding behind her back. Lexi's shoulders relaxed, and she leaned against the door jamb. Sylvia shot nervous glances at Prescott's door. Hey, Sylvia, I was wondering something, Lexi said. What? When we were out by the dumpster, you said something about hiding Ducasse's body. Why would you say that? Sylvia's eyes jerked over to Prescott's door again before she louvered them back at Lexi. I did? I must have been so distraught that I didn't know what I was saying. Sylvia shrugged. Why would I want you to hide the body? That's what I was wondering, Lexi said. Then she narrowed her eyes at Sylvia. Did you get the head chef job to replace Ducasse? Yes. Mr. Charles promoted me to head chef. Congratulations. So it looks like Ducasse's death was good for you in that respect. But I bet you miss him. Sylvia wrinkled her brow, and Lexi leaned in closer, lowering her voice. I heard you were very close with someone here. Sylvia's face turned red, and her eyes did more darting around. I don't know what you were talking about. Well, you know, sometimes men in a position of power can be very attractive, even if they are married. Lexi gave Sylvia her best, you can confide in me, look. Sylvia's eyes grew wide. What did you? Well, sometimes things go wrong, and people get hurt. And that might cause the wounded party to do something they wouldn't normally do. You know, out of passion. Sylvia glared at her. Are you implying I killed Chef Ducasse because I was mad at him? Oh, no. I'm just saying bad things can happen sometimes when you get involved. Lexi's heart leapt into her throat when she saw the menacing look on Sylvia's face. I don't know what you're talking about, but I do know that Ducasse got what he deserved. It just wasn't at my hands. Sylvia spat out the words, then brushed past Lexi and stormed off down the hall in the opposite direction of Prescott Charles' office, the invoice apparently forgotten. Lexi stared after her, wondering what she meant by Ducasse got what he deserved. Was Ducasse involved in something that got him killed? Lexi stood in the hall, her lips pursed, going over her exchange with Sylvia, when she thought she saw a shadow moving under the door to Chef Ducasse's office. Who would be in there? She crept down the hall. The door was open, just slightly, and she craned her neck, her heartbeat picking up speed at what she saw inside. Brad Meltzer had one of the desk drawers open and was rummaging through it. Lexi held her breath. She stood off to one side and prayed Brad wouldn't look over and see her. She watched as he pawed through the drawer, then moved on to the next drawer, then the next, and finally started leaping through cookbooks that were stacked on the desk. What was he doing? Lexi stepped closer to the door and pushed it open. Brad jumped away from the desk, jerking his head in her direction. His eyes narrowed when he saw Lexi standing there. Looking for something? Lexi asked. She saw a ripple of anxiety cross Brad's face. Then he composed himself and looked down at the desk. I needed the schedule. Chef made it out on Monday. Brad picked up the sheet of paper that had been lying in plain sight on the desk, and then started out of the room, brushing past Lexi, who was standing in the doorway, arms crossed against her chest. She stared after him as he went off down the hallway toward the kitchen. Looking back into the room, she felt an icy chill run up her spine. All of Dugasse's notes and personal effects were in here, and in light of the fact that he had been murdered, she didn't think anyone was supposed to be in his office, much less rummaging around in the drawers. The schedule was important, but it had been sitting on the top of the desk. Surely Brad didn't need to rummage around to find it. Which begged the question, what exactly was Brad looking for?